This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grouse here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, I'll share a top five songs from Small Studio Sessions alum Dana Scully. WFYI's Matthew Sosi joins us for a chat, and I'll listen in with the director of Ball State University's Jazz Studies program, Mark Buscelli, on the department's new album. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, WFYI's Matthew Sosi had a chance to check in with jazz trumpeter and director of Ball State University's Jazz Studies, Mark Buscelli.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Matthew Sosi, and I'm here with Mark Buscelli, the director of jazz studies at the Ball State University, class of 93, I can say that. And there is a new album by the Ball State University Jazz Ensemble. It's called I Can See the Other Side. Mark, congratulations on the new album.
Thanks, Matthew, and I like your T-shirt, too. Ball State University.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to deliver. So here's what I mean, we've known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm stunned. This is the first album by the Jazz Ensemble?
This is the first album, the first distributed album,
okay.
Widely distributed album. There may be recordings out, but this is the first one that's distributed on nationally.
I remember in high school, the high school jazz band would often get a tape of their performance done
right.
By the jazz teacher. So But why now? It seems like I would have thought you would have done this years ago.
Good question, Matthew. Well, we have our brand new recording facility.
Ah, okay.
Right? That just got built a couple of years ago. I've built the program now up to where I am very proud of what I put out. And not to say I wasn't in before, but now all the cylinders are turning and I have the resources and the funds to do something like this. So now was the time.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That part. So when was it earlier in the school year when you realized, oh, we can, everything's falling into place?
Yeah, I think you got to remember, when I got there, there was no jazz major right there. Larry had the program and he did a wonderful job with it. I built the program up to have a jazz major, and we have 6 full-time faculty now on the jazz faculty. So our major went live right before COVID.
Oh.
Right. So you see what I'm saying here?
Yep.
Yeah. So when we did this recording, we were actually, it was during COVID, and we had to sit 6 feet apart and wear masks and do all the, social distancing, all that kind of stuff.
I guess with a follow-up on that, so how is that when you're trying to practice with a group?
How is it?
Yeah, the experience is
far. Because
you're used to being, obviously, closer together, and you can read each other a little easier.
Well, let's put it this way. I like to find the glass half full in life. That's my strategy. So,
yes.
Looking at that particular thing, I would say that the silver lining out of this whole thing is that musicians had to listen more, harder. More intently because they were 6 feet apart. And I got to tell you, I think my band from that sounded, they sound good.
Excellent. I learned as actors, when we were in rehearsal, if you wore a mask, you had to speak clearer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I understand that. There are 6 cuts on this album.
Right.
Did you just let the students know, hey, we're cutting an album, or how was the process?
I teach both arranging classes. Dr. Scott Rautenberg teaches a jazz composition class. And so between us and Freddie Mendoza and our faculty of Jesse Whitman, Amanda Gardier, Cassius Goins, da-da-da-da-da, we put these arranging classes together. And I told the students, if your charts are good enough, we're going to put it on the album. So after about 938 revisions... We got them on the album.
They didn't realize they just hop up on stage and do it.
They learned a lot from this experience, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's excellent. So how about the songs themselves? So there's a couple familiar tunes and then some originals.
Right. I believe there's one
original.
They're all of them are original except one,
okay.
Which is Up a Lazy River,
which
is
what I meant.
Yeah.
One cover.
Hoagies.
yeah, you mentioned Up a Lazy River, the Hoagie Carmichael tune. There's so many songs from Hoagie. Is it who is in the group and the song as far as bridging the two together as far as the selection?
The selection, we had, I think, 10 students put in arrangements, and I picked five of them.
Okay.
And then the other arrangement was from our faculty member, Scott Rautenberg, who wrote one for this too, and he actually wrote the title track of the album, I Could See the Other Side.
I Can See the Other Side. Is that about COVID or life or both or all? Or
it's about the election.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there either, but
no,
okay,
I wasn't
going to
go there,
yeah,
but, you
know,
that's what it is. I didn't write it, you know.
Well, the great thing about art is it can be interpreted in many different ways.
Absolutely.
So 2 days in the studio?
2 days in the studio, yep.
And first time for the students as far as a studio recording?
First time for the students as a group. Some of the students have studio experience, but some did not. And some learned that, boy, in the studio, you better be right on the money because, you know, we can hear every note that you play.
And every note you don't play.
And every note you don't play, right.
No whiplash jokes here, friends. That's not how this works. So the album came out earlier this year. I know that your band, your students, went to New York and,
yes.
And did a showcase.
We were invited to perform at Dizzy's Club by Wynton Marsalis came out to Ball State. The whole Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra came out in 2018 as part of Ball State's 100th centennial. Right? Celebration. Mm-hmm. So when Wynton came out, the whole band, they did a clinic with us. And of course, you know, I played some Duke Ellington for him, and, you know, it went over great. Next thing I know, Todd Stoll calls me and said, hey, man, we'd like to invite you guys to play at Dizzy's. So we were all set to go, and then COVID hit. Right. Canceled. So then 2 years later, we finally made it back. And thanks to American Airlines, they held our tickets for us.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And it was a great experience for students.
Oh, it was a great experience.
Adults.
Absolutely. Yeah. Two sold out shows. It was wonderful.
Oh, geez. And of course, the album is called I Can See the Other Side. Mm-hmm. And it is done by a Ball State University Jazz Ensemble. Where can folks pick these up besides road tripping to Muncie?
Well, yeah, they can email me. I'll send them signed copies. Or they can find it on all the digital streaming places. It's out there. All you got to do is search it.
Now, you told me before we started chatting in the studio that we have a small studio signal boost exclusive with your other gig when you're not at Ball State with the BWJO.
Yes, the Beausoleil Wallrap Jazz Orchestra is back in the studio this summer. We're doing a tribute to Richmond, Indiana and Jeanette Studios.
Hey!
Right?
Well!
I know!
Nice! How
Brent
cool.
Wallrap is writing a suite. It'll be out probably the beginning of 2023.
I accept in the liner notes department.
I think he's got John Hassey writing the liner
fine.
Notes.
Okay, for those who don't know, there is, I guess, tell folks, for those who don't know, there is a rich music history,
yeah.
Not just jazz, but just music in Richmond, Indiana, of all places.
Some of the very first recordings were done in Richmond. Louis Armstrong, the list goes on, but some of the finest recordings, and it's funny, like in the recording studio, how they talk about it, like around a microphone,
mm-hmm.
and a person behind a glass booth would position the musician according to how loud they played.
Yep.
And reference to the microphone.
And it's where Hoagie Carmichael's original recording of Stardust.
Stardust
happened.
Yep.
So, cool history. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matthew Soucy and Mark Buscelli, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Dana Scully's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. In just a moment, we're going to hear a top five from Small Studio Sessions alum Dana Scully. I love this top five, and the topic is hilarious. But before we get to that, let's hear a song of theirs. This is Charlatan by Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks.
So don't try to call, you see I won't pick up the phone. All these little excuses drive me to the bone.
My name is Dana Scully. I am from Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks. I'm a lead singer and I play guitar. And this is my top five songs to drown out my neighbors arguing. So in no particular order, I kind of picked some songs that I feel like would just like amp me up. Like if I was frustrated, it'd been a few hours, you know, and I'd just been sitting there for a second. The first one is the Windows Break, which is the title track from the Taxpayers album, To Risk So Much for One Damn Meal. I got into a lot of like folk punk and folk punk-esque like 2010 to like 2013 like records like recently. And I've been posting a lot about how I feel like they're just, I was just 10 years late on this stuff because like 15, 16, 17 year old me would have dug this stuff, but it's, you know, it's hitting now for some reason. I feel like I'm going through another adolescence because of the pandemic. But yeah, that song just kicks off with a really, really good like hook. The lead singer, the Taxpayers, has great vocal energy. So I just really love that song.
Magazines, windows locked up and hidden from the street in a crawl space. Forgotten money, people tensing and waiting to come back home. You can feel the tension in the house.
Another one is from some friends from Cincinnati. I got Bottom of the Barrel by Lung. It's probably my favorite Lung song. I know that's probably cheap because it's one of the more popular ones, but it's a good, good song. I absolutely love Kate's vocal delivery on that song. And just being able to do the two-piece so well is just so fascinating to me because as like someone who has done the two-piece and not super well, in my opinion. I don't know, maybe we were pretty good, but it's just cool to see like that dynamic, the two-piece dynamic is something that I absolutely love.
And I know life is better when it hurts me, and it hurts a little harder with you, but I just keep on searching just to find love at the bottom of the barrel.
So next one's a classic. It's War Pigs by Black Sabbath. I feel like this is another thing my adolescence has, my newfound adolescence has brought from me. I absolutely despised Black Sabbath growing up. I genuinely think that like 13, 14 year old me thought that it was dad rock. Which is why I think it blew my mind even harder when I actually tried to listen to Sabbath as an adult. So, War Pigs is a great song. I heard it on the ground during protests, and I heard it in venues, and I've heard it at my friends' places just spinning on record tables, and it's a solid song. It's got a great hook. Ozzy's an amazing singer. If I had been born in that era, I feel like that probably would have been me trying to ham up on stage like that.
In the fields of bodies burning, war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
My next song is actually from the other side of the country. I do not speak Blackfoot, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that this isn't Blackfoot. I could spell it too. I-S-O-K-O-Y-I-S-I-T. It's by a band called the 1876, which is a project by a man named Gabriel over in Portland, and I have been absolutely obsessed with this band. I didn't really even listen to a ton of old school punk when I was a kid, but like I loved ska and like Rude Boy Fashion and like that kind of stuff. So like seeing like a band pull in elements of their culture, Gabriel is Northern Cheyenne and Blackfoot, and bring in the ceremonial drums into punk music and like have like punk and ska elements. Like growing up, I wish I had had access to that kind of music because like I loved punk, but also I had this indigenous heritage that I didn't know like where to toss into how I felt about like, you know, all of these white anarchists and stuff. So it was just really, really cool to see people breaking through that mold like that. And they're doing great. They get interviews all the time, and Gabriel's on live streams all the time. So I'm so glad that they're doing well, and I wanted to shout them out. This is the sound of indigenous pride of never leaving our ground. It's all gone to sin. I was a zero through the valleys and the cities and the reservations. This is because all gone to sin. So for my victories and knowledge of our history, our talk will never cease to spin. Our talk will never stop. Set. What exemption is there to ever forget the diggers from a stake that's for a step of a field. The last song in here is a cover. It's Trixie Mattel, who is a drag performer and musician, and Orville Peck, who is also kind of a drag performer and musician. And it's their cover of Jackson, which is an old kind of like country western like duet, just about two people who had originally thought that getting married was a good idea and then started to absolutely despise each other. And I think I added it to this playlist for a lot of the same reason that I added the other songs. It's very high energy. It's got a lot of good vocal catches and things like that. I'm not quite sure. Well, yeah, no, it fits to the theme in that, like, when you hear stuff going on outside of your space and you're trying to pull yourself back in, you know, listen to somebody else's words, not what's going on outside, you know.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
Thanks, Dana Scully, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from one of our recent Small Studio sessions. This is Airplanes by Indianapolis-based pop singer-songwriter Addie Costin on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Oh, Time is flying, days go by, watching all these airplanes. Time is flying, days go by, watching all these airplanes.
That was Addie Constant from her recent small studio session with her song Airplanes. Now, Adam, you recorded that session and the interview. What can we expect if we go to wfyi.org/small studio to check out Addie's session?
You can expect a lot of glittery, bright colors. I can tell you that. They came out with amazing outfits and just super, super solid pop music, like national caliber pop music. Really good stuff.
100% agree. And her voice is so powerful.
Very powerful.
Very cool thing to see. Great band as well. So be sure to keep an eye out for Addie Costin's small studio session. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
A compilation of Bloomington songwriters titled Come On In and Cover Me was released by Hoosier Music Corporation. They have a few comps on Bandcamp. This one was released April of 2022. I'm going to play Primitive Road by Mary Sloan. Indie hardcore band Inner Peace released their demo in April. This is a song titled Flesh Wound from their very first release.
Yeah, You've been tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We're at our last song of the night, and this is a pick from Adam. Adam, what is it?
Yeah, this is Indianapolis composer Jordan Munson with Until My Last, Part 5 on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.